Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time for inspiration. And this is a really special quickie. And okay, all of them feel really special, but this one's extra special. And I have lovingly titled it Oprah, You, Me, and the Bahamas, because how cool is that? I mean, would that be like a fantasy dream come true? Okay, so I have some massive news, and this rolls right into what I am talking to you about on this episode today, which is going to be all about manifesting and being in the energy that you want to feel every day and creating an epic life that you love. So, Oprah, You, Me, and the Bahamas. Oh my God, this is amazing. Okay, so you guys, I got news while I was on my three-week European vacation that you guys all got to experience a little part of, because I was doing some of the quickies from that incredibly relaxing, energetic, fun state that I was in. And just like the eye-opening moments and things that I was truly learning from not only the culture, but what actually happens when you take a break like that and follow the joy. So if you have not seen yet on some of my announcements, which I haven't really done a great job of, but I will be now, I have been invited to be one of the keynote speakers on Oprah Magazine's cruise. So last year it was Oprah, Gail, of course, because they seem to go together like peanut butter and jelly. And it was Glennon Doyle Melton. It was Tim Story. It was really amazing people on this cruise for 7 days. And they were giving them the Oprah Magazine experience on board. And now you guys have the opportunity to join me and the Oprah Magazine staff, along with Mastin Kipp and many other incredible experts. You guys, if you want to go experience the Oprah Magazine cruise with me, I'm kind of in like just completely pinch me freak out mode, because I've been manifesting doing something with Oprah's team for, I don't know, since I came out of the womb. So, I mean, really, I have literally loved this woman and everything she stands for, and obviously the whole super soul movement. So you guys, you have the opportunity to join myself, Mastin Kipp, and the whole Oprah Magazine staff. Oprah will not be on this cruise this year, but her entire staff at Oprah Magazine will be there, as far as the editors, senior editors, and a lot of other amazing thought leaders and experts who are with the magazine. So you're going to get the whole experience. So what I am manifesting, not only did I manifest that working with the team, but I'm manifesting that we are going to have the most epic group of women on board who are just there to play, connect, and soak in all of the goodness that vacation and travel brings. So the cruise is October 28th of 2018. So this year, it's coming up, you guys. So October 28th through November 4th. If you want to soak in all of this goodness of not only vacationing, but being on a cruise ship, going to the Bahamas, Mastin Kipp, all of the editors, and just really having an amazing vacation. I know that they're going to have yoga on board. I know that we're going to do some meditation. I'm going to be speaking once, and I'm also creating a really beautiful breakout experience for everybody while you are on board. So a connection experience. So you guys, if this is something that you want to do with your friends, just recharging and really connecting with them while getting away, because I truly believe it's an opportunity to drop into the energy that you want to be, which we're going to talk about in just 1 minute, manifesting, because I definitely manifested this into my life. I would love for you to join, and I have put the link in the show notes. You can also probably go to my stuff on Instagram and see some links in order to go there as well. So go check that out right now. Grab your friends. Let them know that you want to go and do this, because I think the tickets will sell out really, really fast. But how cool would it be to just get a massive group of incredible women on board of this ship to just play, be, have fun, manifest, and really just absorb and connect and get into that space that we want to be in to start manifesting this incredible life for the end of 2018 and into 2019. I think it's a gorgeous way to kick off the new year as well, and right before the holidays. So you guys, oh my God, like for real, you know that GIF that's on Instagram right now of Oprah, like with her arms out, like screaming, like, you know, like, ah, like you get a car, like I'm going to stop, or I'm never going to stop using this GIF like ever again, because it's really here. Like it's the first time I get to use this GIF and be like, it's actually because I'm doing something with Oprah. Oh my God. And if you guys have ever been to the Bliss Project, you know that from stage, I literally declare it like I am going to do something with Oprah. And I've also shared that, like, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago, I was sitting in this super deep meditation at a Jack Canfield event where he was having us build this life of our dreams. And I was doing something with Oprah and I gave her a hug. And I remember it was such a vivid manifest meditation that I could smell her hair. So it became this like ongoing joke that people would come up and be like, and I promise in the next year or in the next 5 years, I can definitely see you being able to smell Oprah's hair. So anyway, maybe I won't get to smell her hair on this cruise ship, but I do get to work with her entire team, which is super, super exciting, and I cannot wait. So let's talk about manifesting, because this was definitely something that happened out of a manifestation of really wanting to work with her team, work with her. But it was not able to enter into my life until I made room. And the making of the room, I don't know. Let's just go with it. The making of the room happened when I was on this vacation, because I finally let go. I finally cleared some space for the good stuff to come in, because this came in like the last couple days that I was there. And I was like, of course this happened right now, because literally this last week on vacation, I said this out loud to my husband. I said, literally this last week, I've been walking around saying, whether all of the things that I desire happen, whether my dreams all come true, whether I get to work with this person, or this happens with the book, or this, you know, I get to do this, or whatever, all of the dreams that I have, I was like, with or without them, I am truly okay. Because at this point in my life, I really love who I am, and I love where I'm at, and I love the people that I am around. And I love this gift of life. And I can see how God truly just wants us to enjoy this gift. I'm not saying he doesn't want us to go around and live into our gifts. That's an absolute must, because that's absolutely what I'm doing in my life, living into my gifts. But having them look a certain way or be connected to certain things or numbers or people or recognition or whatever that looks like, I truly was like, okay, I'm letting it go. Because I can see how it's just about joy and connection and really using your gifts, no matter what that looks like, living into those gifts. So let's talk about what I believe it took in order to live into this manifestation that has now come into my life that I had completely let go of. And now the fact that I let go is exactly when it could enter, because I thought I had let go before. This is just like, I don't know if you guys have listened to a past podcast. I know I talk about this a lot on podcasts, especially when I'm interviewed. But I was so attached to getting those magazine covers because of what they would, I thought, do for my life. And really, when it got down to it, the reason I wanted it was for inspiring people. It was for just wanting to have fun. It was for really wanting to feel connected to my community. And when I realized I could do that with or without the magazine covers and finally, you know, had that fit where I threw myself on the bed and was like, oh my God, is this never going to happen? And finally, when I got over the fact that if it didn't happen, I would still be more than okay. And I would just live even more into the gifts and doing the things that I want to do, that's when that could finally enter as well. And this is kind of that moment that I had on this trip of, you know what? I just don't give a shit if this happens anymore. Like, I can't hold on to this so much that it determines how I feel about myself or my life. Like, I am going head on into joy and letting go of everything. But I truly believe you almost have to go to the extreme ends. So while I'm saying this, I'm actually also contradicting myself that you almost have to want it so bad it hurts. But then once it starts to hurt, you have to let go. It's real weird. So I know some of you are going to understand that, and some of you are going to be like, you just totally confused the crap out of me. But if you understood it and you're on Instagram with me, please just give me a little feedback on if you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like you have to taste it, breathe it, smell it, see it in your meditations, live it, feel it, be that energy. And then once you get to that point where you're like, okay, I'm feeling crazy, like my life is hanging on this. I'm determined by if I get this or not, and where you just can't take it anymore, it's almost like you have to throw it in the wind and be like, no, it does not matter. I am not defined by that. So that's that point where you're like, let it go. All right, manifesting 101. Let's do it. So I was just at a Tim Story event. If you don't know who he is, please go look him up. He is on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. Go look for that episode. He has an awesome event that he puts on. He goes and speaks all the time, but the event, he just basically does Tim Story Live, which is in California, and he's also at tons of other events. So he will be at Thrive this year, which Chris and I are also speaking at. So that is in September in Las Vegas, if you guys want to go and check that out as well. And he's probably my favorite motivational speaker. I really don't even want to call him motivational because he's very action-oriented, moves you to action. And I went to one of his events this last Sunday, and he always talks about working your land. And in order to manifest, you don't just sit there. You have to work your land every single day. Work it, work it, work it. You're working your land. You're paying attention to your land. You're keeping your head down in your land, you guys. And this is what I have done the past 8 years. I have just worked the shit out of my land. So you have to work your land. You have to plow and you have to plant. But in order for that crop to grow, you need one other element that you have no freaking control over. And that is the rain. And that is the weather. So you guys, you need to be like a farmer. And I really want you to put in some thought around what a farmer has to feel and think in order for his crop to grow. And you guys, this is insane. A farmer literally takes on a job where his family's life and his life and the people that he provides this food for is determined by something that's completely out of his control. But he has to go every single day, morning till night, break his or her back every single day, plowing and planting and having faith that he, she is going to have the weather and the rain that will provide this crop to grow. Goes out and does the work every single day, knowing that this person, literally 50% of whether this works out or not is not in this person's hands. That's exactly what manifesting is. You have to go every single day and every single night, and you have to plow and you have to plant, knowing that 50% is completely out of your control and that you are going to have crap seasons and the harvest is going to suck some years and you're going to feel like it's dark and you are starving. And then the next year, all of a sudden, it rains and the weather is perfect and you are just abundant and you are reaping what you have been sowing over the past few years. So number one, you have to put in the work. You have to plow and plant, and you have to work your land, and you have to believe in magic. You have to have faith that it will rain. You have to have faith. You have to have faith. You have to have faith. And you guys, even when I've been like, oh, okay, it's been a real long time, I guess this isn't going to happen, I still had faith that what was supposed to happen would happen. So while I held on to the dream, I was like, maybe the dream is different. Maybe the dream is not Oprah. Maybe the dream is different. And when I finally said, maybe the dream is different and I'm open to the magic, Oprah came in. I mean, legitimately, come on, you guys, this is crazy. Like, this is crazy, crazy stuff. This has been a long, long manifestation. I mean, Bliss Project's been going on for 7 years. I'm pretty sure I said it at the first one. So have faith, put your head down, put in the work, allow the dream to look different. Oh, and be super freaking patient. All right, number two, focus on why you're awesome and what you love about yourself and why you're unique. And really, really get into what is that little idiosyncrasy about you that you love when you're around like your best friends or someone who really brings out the you in you and makes you love who you are. You guys, that's your magic. So for me, it took me years to understand that people really like me because I'm just really down to earth and funny. And the more that I live into my funny and weird, the more people like me. And those were the parts that I was denying about myself, thinking that I had to be this expert or it had to look a certain way because this other woman was doing this thing and it was working great for her, and focusing on what I wasn't instead of what I was. And I was like, it just seems too easy to just go up there and talk about my life experiences and be funny and weird and goofy like I am. Like, I don't even know how to do that. It took allowing myself spaces to start living into that where I could play into that. You guys, that's why I love events. That's why I love masterminding, is it's your safe space to try on who you really are. Like, what would it look like to actually be you in this situation and start trying that on? Because being you is your superpower. And a lot of you are like, I don't think being me is my superpower. You just don't know it yet. You haven't allowed yourself to actually play in that. It takes work. It takes a lot of work because your whole life you have been perfecting not being you. So of course it's going to take work to start being you, because a protection mode, when you were you, when you were little, you probably got criticized. So you're like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to be me again. That was painful, right? So now you're like, I'm going to be her because she seems like she does not get criticized, and we start living into that role. So you have to go back and shed the layers, and it's not going to be easy. And a lot of times it's not going to be fun, and people will criticize you, but being you is your superpower. So number two, focus on why you're awesome. What do you love about you? Start living more into that. Focus on who brings that out, what brings that out, and go do more of that. Number three, be the energy you want to be. And I talk a lot about this in my book. You literally have to feel it. So every single morning, even when you're like, oh God, I'm so tired and I really cannot picture being in joy right now or being fun or funny, you have to go figure out what could get you into that feeling. What would it feel like? We talk about this a lot. So try to live in that place more often than the other place. Don't get me wrong. Default emotions are powerful. My default emotion in the morning is to be a bit cynical, to be like, wah, I don't really feel like working out. Wah, oh my God, I don't really feel like reading this self-development book again. Like, can I just sit here and feel my feelings, which is also important. But then when they stop serving you and you start turning into negative Nelly and spiraling down and start comparing yourself to other people, put your phone down. Don't even pick it up in the morning and start saying, what would make me start to feel the energy that I want to feel? Be the energy you want to attract, right? Raise your vibration. That is why this came into my life, is because for 3 weeks, I was eating food that I loved. Yes, a lot of it was healthy, but a lot of it was beer. I loved that as well. And I was having fun. I was being a little kid. I was exploring the world. I was thanking God every day for every single piece of joy that is provided into my life, right? Number four, get clear. I was super clear that I wanted to work with Oprah or the Oprah team. I was super clear that I would be sitting on Super Soul Sunday one day, which has not happened yet, but you know, I'm super clear that it's going to, or that I want that. And when I get super clear that I'm good without about it, that'll maybe also come into my life. Do you like that I'm like contradicting myself also? That will also maybe come in. But I'm good. Like, I'm just good, you guys, because I'm happy. Because I'm working my land, but I'm also now really clear that life has to be about joy. But I couldn't get there until I worked my land so hard that I was like, there's got to be more. All right, get clear, call it out, declare it. I've been declaring this for a long, long time. Even when people thought I was crazy or said I was crazy, and even when I was convinced that it wasn't going to happen, I kept declaring it. Number five, that's when you got to just release it. That's when you got to know that you will be okay regardless, and you will create the feeling that you want to feel each day by doing something else. So at the end of the day, let's just get really real. We all want to feel important, significant, and loved. That's it. That's our driving factors, you guys. And if anybody else, did that just come out super Wisconsin or Minnesota? You guys, hey guys, at the end of the day, we all just want to feel loved and eat some hot dishes. Okay, have some casseroles. All right, but it's the truth. We all just want to feel loved and significant. So I thought my significance would come from feeling important because I thought this woman was important. She was so important to me. But when I let go and said, I can create significance by making other people feel amazing about themselves who I care about. And these are everyday women who I want to see reach their dreams. So if I just keep pouring myself into that, I will definitely feel loved and significant, and I will feel seen, and I will just continue to do that because I will use my gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and also my Oprah GIF on my Insta stories. I will use my gifts and GIFs in a way that brings people joy and brings me joy. So these are the five steps that I used for manifesting, along with a lot of craziness and tears and connection and talking to other women and really talking through my emotions and talking through my dreams, writing down my dreams. I have countless vision boards with Oprah all over them, which I need to go and dig out so I can take pictures of all of them and really just marinate in the idea that you, me, and the Oprah crew and the Bahamas are going to happen. So you guys, Insta story me, let me know if you are coming on this cruise, because I think it would just be the most awesome time ever if we fill that ship up with like incredible humans. It'll be like Bliss Project on the water, but even cooler because it's Oprah magazine. So you guys, go to the link that is in the show notes and grab your tickets now. Let me know if you have them and then shout them out to your crew. And we're all going to be on a boat. Do you know that one song from Saturday Night Live? It's probably super explicit. So maybe don't look it up if you're offended easily, but it's I'm on a boat. I'm just going to play that as my anthem. Okay. So you guys, don't look it up. Just leave it at that. Okay. Sending you so much love today. Hope that I get to see you on this cruise. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.